you're still confused on why Nikki does all the strange things that she does, then let me explain. Remember how right after she's first put under the spell, the first thing that she says to Bear is, "My cat died today." And he says, "Your cat died today," like as if she somehow now shares his memories. That's because Nikki has become possessed with Bear's shadow self. It's the side of him that he hides underneath his good guy persona, but now his own psychology is being broadcast by Nikki. Nikki makes a shrine out of his dead cat Sandy, who is nicknamed after his dead grandmother Sandra. Bear inherited Sandra's home and has been living in it for months, but interestingly has made no changes to it. It remains as a shrine to grandma, and that's why Nikki makes shrines, because Bear is internally making shrines to the things that he loves. That's why Nikki cuts his hair and is making a shrine out of him, because Bear doesn't love Nikki, he only loves himself. Notice in this shot here, Nikki is dressed exactly like the waitress at the start of the movie, because the waitress was willing to play along in Bear's fantasy. It's also why she's painting on Sarah's tattoos and is wearing her dress at the end of the movie, because Bear wishes that Nikki was into him the way Sarah is. He's told Nikki thinks of you like a brother, so that's why at the party, when she recites her version of Hansel and Gretel, the sister physically yearns for her brother. She's broadcasting just how obsessed Bear is, that even if they were blood, he would still want Nikki to want him. He tells her, don't do anything, no more weird stuff, and that's why on that particular day, she wasn't able to move until he got back. Notice how at the very end, he knows deep down he should unalive himself, but at the very moment that he tries to back out, that's when she breaks the stick. It makes sense why the Wishing Willow was sold along with the voodoo dolls, because like a voodoo doll, she is being controlled by Bear's deepest, darkest wishes and desires. But please let me know in the comments down below what you thought of the movie and how you interpreted how the curse worked. As always, I'm very curious to hear your thoughts.